I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Amen. Please be seated. My grandfather was a big man. He used to make a certain sound when he walked. As he placed one foot down after another, you could tell it was him a mile away. In my grandfather's house, they had a dining room with candlesticks on the buffet with crystal hanging off of them. When Grandpa walked around the house, the floor would shake just enough to make those crystals clink together. He also had a very heavy breath. He would breathe deeply and he would snore loudly. In the middle of the day, you could walk by my grandpa's house, and he was sleeping and snoring in his recliner, listening to Ernie Harwell announcing a Detroit Tigers baseball game. In my house as a child, I had a bedroom that was in the basement. I could hear people walking upstairs. When my grandpa came over, I wouldn't have to hear a word. I knew he was there because I could hear his walk. I knew it was him coming to see me, and I'd run upstairs. Did you ever have an experience like that, that you knew someone by the way they walked, or a cough, or a familiar scent, or some sound that they made? They didn't have to say a word, but you knew it was them as soon as they came through the door. I've seen parents act like that with babies. Parents can pick up the sound of their babies in a crowd. You could put a bunch of mothers on one side of the room and a bunch of babies on the other, and when the baby started crying, each mother would know exactly the sound of her baby and what it wanted by the type of cry that it made. This kind of knowing is a kind of knowing that comes out of love, the parent's love for the child. I knew my grandpa's steps because I loved him. This is how the Good Shepherd loves us, his sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus is saying, I know you. I know you in a deep personal way, like a mother who knows the cry of her baby. I know your walk, the smell of your hair. I know when you are hurting or afraid or feeling joyful, even before you know it. So a question I put before us today is, how do we become sheep? How do we become the lambs and rams and ewes of Jesus? I believe we become God's sheep in much the same way that we come to know somebody who we love is near to us, hearing them or just by their smell. I came to know and feel the sense of love and well-being when I'd hear my grandpa walking because I was in relationship with him. And the more I was in relationship with him, the more I loved him. And the more I loved him, the deeper our relationship became. And as our relationship grew deeper, the sense of knowing each other grew stronger and stronger. This is how it is with God. The more I desire to be in relationship with God, the deeper my love can grow. And the deeper my love grows, the more the relationship will grow. And the more the relationship grows, the stronger this sense of knowing God, this sense of knowing God's voice, and this sense of being known by God becomes more and more real. Being God's sheep, then, is to seek to be in right relationship with God. It is in relationship in which we discover this deep sense of knowing God loves us completely, that God gives me what I need, even in those times when I fail. In spite of all the shortcomings and mistakes I've made, I come to know more and more that God knows me and loves me just as I am. The more I yearn for God's relationship, the more I yearn to hear that voice of the Good Shepherd in my life. The more I come to know that the wolf will not snatch me out of God's hands. I am the Good Shepherd, says Jesus. I know my own, and my own know me. Toward the end of my time at St. James in Preston, I did three family funerals for one parishioner in 6 months. Her father, her son who died unexpectedly of a drug overdose, and finally her mother who died of cancer in January. I remember Susan telling me after her son died that she was standing by her sink in the kitchen and she heard the voice of her son yelling out to her, "Mom, I'm lost. I don't know where to go." Susan yelled back in the kitchen, "Find Grandpa, he'll show you where to go." After that, she felt a peace, knowing her son would find her own father, who died a couple months earlier, and would take him where he needed to go. At the funeral of the son, it was this image of her deceased father, knowing the voice of his grandson, that brought her comfort. The grandfather would help the grandson find where he was going, leading him and taking him to the very good shepherd, the throne of God. This is good news, my friend. We are God's sheep, and our job in life is to yearn to be God's sheep, to desire to be in relationship with God. Whether we succeed or fail doesn't matter to the shepherd. What matters is that we try with all our might to hear his voice. And when we stand there listening for the voice of the Lord, like my grandfather walking across the floor, we shall hear him. Let us strain to hear the voice of the shepherd. Listen for his steps coming towards us now in these days, in this life, in this world, and in this place, so that on that day when we take our last breath, the voice of the good shepherd will be familiar to us. We will know the sound of that voice so clearly. We will walk toward our shepherd into everlasting life. Amen.